Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are Ace Up Science here to make things make sense.
Today we're talking about pee, aka urine. We're going to be talking about how it works in your body, what the color of your pee actually says about you, and learn about some really interesting ways that urine has been used historically and even up scientifically till today.
Up till today, baby! And I want to talk about technique.
Wait.
How you pee, how you whip thine dick out.
Oh, I thought this. I thought you were segueing to something else. I want to talk about technique.
Technique?
Oh,
unique.
True. Technique. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, like how do you pee? You know how there's like flies? It's like as if you're going to whip your junk out through your flies. And that like, it's not the 1950s.
Okay, we're going to talk about this because I have a lot of things to say about that.
My underwear doesn't even have
like
flies.
Save it.
Okay.
Although one time someone did comment, they were like, I tried to listen to your podcast, but you didn't talk about the topic for like 20 minutes.
I said that we should be getting into it.
Okay, actually, should we split this into two things? Like, that's the question. Like, I did feel bad. And I was like, that is true. But I assume if you listen to the podcast, you know, this is just like the fun part. And then we eventually get to the topic.
When we do the fun part, we're always like, should we get rid of the fun part? And a lot of people reach out and say, no. But I feel like the people
wants to say yes.
No one reaches out and goes, stop. Like people are
and
nice.
If you're new, it's harder. I think if you like listen to the pod, you know, the first 10, 12 minutes is just us like gabbing.
I feel bad, but I've always thought it's like you get right into it.
Well, we could like maybe instead release like two things a week. Is that weird? Like if
we would never have, we would just,
no, it would be the same. We would just record the same way, but the first half would come out one day and the second half would come out another, so that the second half would just be called what it is. And then if a stranger finds it, they're like, oh, they're actually talking about urine instead of whatever the hell we're talking about right now.
Oh my God. I wanted to talk about the movie Tar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's true.
Do we have to rethink everything? No, but we're moving away.
It's about it's about evolving and moving. And I think we should always be rethinking everything. Okay. The movie Tar with Cate Blanchett's great. It's a real thought provoker.
It was amazing.
Should we get into what we learned this week? I am insecure now.
No. You're here. You're okay. Listening to us chat about life. And you know what? We are going to be taking a fairly sizable break from both Aesop Science and the pod as we are moving for a bit to Colombia. Mm-hmm. As a little 10-year anniversary travel a little bit. So I think probably December we won't have any episodes coming out. So we'll take that time
To think about it. Okay. So we're keeping it the way
from
it
now
is.
Until the end of the year, you're going to have to listen to this bullshit.
Yeah, you are. And
or you're used to fast forwarding at this point.
Yeah.
I guess I should look at the retention. Like, do people skip?
Yeah, we should. Whoever's listening right now is probably like, I'm skipping this.
Yeah, no one's listening.
We're talking about this, like, this is stuff we should be doing off the podcast, our like bureaucratic work about what we do for the podcast. I honestly think we should get into what we learned this week now.
Actually?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just because I am like,
that's also not related.
No, I know, but it's getting us closer to the
people. I mean, people on the internet can be bullies. That person wasn't being a bully, but they were just like, it was someone who'd never listened before.
Wow.
And then I was like, it did kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah, okay. Well, they've like, got power, or they've got us by the balls.
I hope they're not listening now.
And by the ureter for this one, because we're going into What Did We Learn This Week, even though we were going to talk about Tar.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
So Tar...
it was a great movie with Kate Blanchett.
This week I learned... okay, actually, mine you're going to love. And okay. It's related to going to Columbia. It's related to like nature. It's related to birds.
Okay.
Okay. So a study came out this month in Nature magazine. Maybe you read it if you saw the magazine. where they were comparing urban sounds like traffic and city noise to nature sounds like bird songs and their impact on humans. Mm. Like their physical, biological impact on humans.
Oh my God, obviously.
So basically... I'm just going to skip right to the good stuff because we've got to get to the
urine. Yeah, because someone's like, what are you talking about? Not pee.
The traffic noises were associated with a significant increase in depression. And there was a higher impact when there was a more diverse range of city sounds because they had a multiple...
It's like annoying noises everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bird sounds, depression, decreased effort exposure.
Yeah. Think about the gorgeous tweet.
Anxiety and paranoia significantly decreased.
Well, think about like hearing an annoying city noise. Like sometimes it's like, it can drive you crazy.
Yeah. But I mean like so can natural noises if they're like annoying. Like I did... see someone be like, this obviously wasn't conducted in Australia because there's like so many birds that like scream so loud in Australia.
Yeah, that's interesting.
As a joke, though.
I also like the train noise. I think trains are cathartic and nice. It's like traffic and honks and cars that are bad, but trains are very like, I don't know, the hum of a train is like comforting to me.
Yeah. They found no cognitive difference. That's something else they were looking at to see like, did it impact people's cognitive ability? Oh. It didn't. But I thought that was interesting. Like I don't know if you need to do it intentionally in this, obviously they're putting people in circumstances, but it's interesting to think like maybe to stop and listen to the birds is like a soothing thing. And maybe like, why do you think that might be evolutionarily?
Because do you have an answer or am I?
No, I don't have an answer. No.
Oh, because it's like, not to do the classic, taking us back to the hunter gatherer norm and self. But I do feel like, it's calming. It's a representation that you're like, not, it's like anti-capitalist, it's like anti-work.
Here we are yet again.
No, but it is. It's like when you're hearing birds, it's like, you're not likely sitting at a desk worrying about the like qualms of human life. It's like a representation that you're in a park or that you're in an environment where you maybe are just meant to be present and like think about the now, not like
what I wondered is if certain animals are associated with safeness. Like, you know, when you're like see dolphins in the ocean and you're like, okay, there's no sharks. Like, cause people always say like the dolphins leave when the sharks come. So maybe like also birds tweeting and stuff. You're like, well, there's no like predators around.
Wait, why not?
Is that stupid? I don't know. It just feels like a peaceful space. Like, I don't know if the bird's going to like go like, they're also like aware. They're communicating to each other.
I see what you mean. I think maybe it's also they're not predatory animals to humans. Like, there's not like even a hawk, a bird of prey, isn't gonna.
But a little more spooky if a hawk flew right to my face.
No, I'm saying like a hawk isn't like looking for you.
Yeah.
Whereas like a grizzly bear or polar bear, like obviously the roar of one of those would be more scary if you were working. Like there's not a bird that like necessarily attacks humans, except for maybe Australia, which is why they're probably like, hello.
Yeah.
That's different for
us. No, I don't think the birds hunt humans there. They're just like loud, noisy birds. No, but they can like swoop down. The joke was that they're annoying noises.
No, aren't people get attacked by birds in Australia?
What?
Yeah, there's the famous bird and it happens like... It's a serious thing in the cities.
Which bird? The cassowary?
I'm pretty sure you have corroborated this for me because you lived in Australia. But Australian listeners reach out. It's like there's like a season for it too, where it's like hard
bird attacks.
Yes, it's like hard to walk around like Sydney.
I was talking about bats one time. Like, definitely there were, not that they were attacking me, but there were a lot of bats when I was in Australia, big ones.
Yeah, and the bats in Australia are amazing. Australian magpie.
No, but they just make a noise. They don't attack people, do they?
Yeah. Magpie attack goes viral. Ooh. There's like one. Like, they're obviously not like dying, right, but it's like, the they're sound probably of it
defending
isn't,
their nest or something.
Yeah, there's like viral TikToks. Okay, it looks pretty funny. Like, I'm not saying anyone's dying. I'm laughing. And if someone has, I take that laugh back.
Oh, fair. Yeah, I can't laugh.
I got a monkeypox update.
Oh, I was just wondering about this.
I know. That's why.
Is that, did I prompt it?
No.
Oh, you just,
I was wondering. We're I was gay, literally hello. Like,
yeah, is this, I haven't heard
We're
about it in a while.
Gay.
Did you know?
Gay.
Some people fast forwarded to that moment. They're like, oh, they're still not talking about your aunt.
Like, oh, let me guess. They're talking about being gay again. So in the UK and America, since the peak in August, that was the peak of monkeypox, hence when I went and was like, give me the needle, baby. Mm-hmm. Cases in both countries have been dwindling.
Okay, that's good.
So it doesn't seem like the monkeypox virus is airborne, which is great to know. Weird. It's not like it's COVID-19, folks. Yeah. And it's not highly transmissible like smallpox or long-lasting in the body like HIV. So these are like reasons why it's like, okay, it's decreasing.
Yeah, like positive information.
And like we are gay men. So we can say this without being
canceled.
But it is probably mostly spread through sexual contact.
Right. Yeah, that's not surprising.
No, I know. But I feel like there was like moments in time where people didn't want to say
that. Yeah. They didn't want to stigmatize it.
Mm, yeah. But you're getting it from us. Well, the stigmas themselves.
I didn't get the vaccine and I still want to go get it because I'd been feeling unwell and I didn't want to get... Well, I was sick, and yeah, I feel like I've been trying to recover from everything. You guys know I'm always sick.
No, I know, but I'm just like, we have different brains. I'm like, that does not affect how I get a vaccine or not.
Just was like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, when my immune system's down, like...
Well, whatever. I went when I was probably hungover, even. Anyways, so the main decrease in... the monkeypox spread, they think, is actually from really good information and mostly men who have sex with men changing their behaviors and not having risky sex.
Like, interesting.
They've noticed and studied a bunch of people, and people are like, yeah, I'm not doing the things I maybe would have done because I am actually worried.
And I assume lots of gay men got the vaccine, especially if they're highly sexually
active. Yeah, that was
the
other thing, that like a lot of gay men got the vaccine, which was obviously helpful. But the fear is that it could mutate and it could even go into like animal reservoirs and then like come back out of animal reservoirs. Mm. Like there's not, it's not like it's like, it's over. Like there's still obviously like it's science. Like there's like things can happen that are out of our control and it still is spreading, but just not as bad. And it's also spreading like in Nigeria and parts of South America. Like it's just like, it's a virus that comes
it's
in.
It's not like done. It's business.
Yeah, it's decreased traveling. In the UK and America, which is where it was like really
like rampant
before. And so that's kind of like where it's at. And the only way to get rid of it would be to have a specific vaccine for it and a vaccine for animals, which I was like, whoa, okay. So it's like maybe not going to like go away.
Yeah. That's interesting. No, that makes, I mean, it makes sense because I haven't really even read about it in the news.
Yeah, I know. I haven't thought about
it. It was sensational for a while. Like it was like everything everywhere was about that, at least in the gay community.
Yeah. And I, got the vaccine, like went there with the belt. And it's like, you know, I don't know. You haven't got it. And it's interesting. It's like, maybe you won't.
No, I still think I want to. I just,
okay. I just mean it was. I went at the time when it was everywhere, and I was
also
like,
at the beginning, I had gotten my COVID booster, and I was told I should wait a month before I get it.
Yeah,
so then on top of then feeling a little unwell.
No, I'm just saying like I went when it was like the peak scary time in Toronto, so I get that like you're not running to get it right now because it doesn't feel the same
as imminent. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so now if you click to learn about pee,
we're gonna take a quick break.
We're gonna do it,
and we're gonna come back and do it then.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from reaching your goals? For example, I'm addicted to my phone. I'm always on my freaking phone. And through therapy, I started to learn that it's a self-soothing exercise. And if I can just think of it as that, I can start to understand why I'm doing it and figure out ways to curb my phone addiction. Here at Side Note, you know we're obsessed with therapy, so we are obsessed with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide with a broad range of expertise available. Not only can you schedule weekly phone or video sessions, you know, you don't have to sit in the waiting room, you don't have to travel, commute, things like that. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and get timely and thoughtful responses. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, which is really important. Sometimes you have to really figure out who your therapeutic match is going to be, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling with financial aid available. Just head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time. Study time.
So what is your technique for peeing at a urinal?
I mean, in the hole? No, I like find the part of the urinal that seems to spend the least splashback, right?
Yeah, I'm talking more about like, do you schlump it out? Do you go through the fly?
What is schlump it out?
Like, I schlump out my package what? Of my Mitch.
Oh, well, what?
What do you mean? Like, what is the other option?
Well, first, the word schlump it, I've never really heard. But you have, like, it depends on my pants. Like, some of them I use the fly. Some of them I unbutton and use the fly.
You use the fly of your pants. That is a lie.
I do.
You whip your dick and balls out through the... You unzip why and am pull I, through boxers?
Why am I whipping out balls? No. Oh. No.
Wait, you just have the little snake that comes out of its home.
It depends on the pants, I said. Like, some of them are, the zipper's too short, I'll undo the button and open it up. But, like, if I flip it out or whatever.
I always undo my fly fully and I pull my package out over top of my boxers and I pee with my balls out. Yeah. Always and never not, because the fly is an absurd concept from the 1950s that was never used. I thought you use the fly
some on pants that it's big enough. Yeah, because sometimes I have
big enough there.
No, I mean like long enough, and some of my pants have drawstrings on the inside to make them nice and tight, so then I have to undo that as well, so it's easier on those pants to go through the fly. 100%. But these pants I'm wearing now, I would undo the button and flop it out or whatever you said.
Schlump. That is absolutely insane to me. And now I need to know if people actually use their fly, because I honestly was like, this is a dumb part of pants that like is a non-existent feature that is not necessary.
I mean, I never ever would use the boxer fly, like the underwear fly. Like those, I always bring my.
You what, Mitch? So you pull your underwear down under your pants and then whip it through the fly of the pants? Yes. This sounds so technically confusing.
Because lots of boxers don't have an opening. So it's like, you can't always... Like, if I am unzipping the zipper, then I'm pulling down from my thumb the top of my boxers in the zipper. Open.
Okay. I cannot... Like, I just feel like I'm like, what the hell... Like, you're a freak.
You but then stand like, beside me all the time. Like, you didn't know. I know you schlump yours out because it's literally always so public. Like, you don't care. You're just like...
peeing is insane, especially as gay, because I'm just like, there's dicks everywhere. Oh, yeah, there's dicks everywhere.
Yeah, and like, especially when there's no dividers, it is like performance anxiety.
Like, you're like, all of a sudden you can't
sometimes,
pee.
Yeah. Or sometimes I am like, it's not performance anxiety, but sometimes when I go pee, I'm just like, I didn't have to be that bad. So I just sort of stand here for like 30 seconds,
so
not
it doesn't
peeing.
Seem like you're just going there to check out the cocks. Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
Where shall we begin on that, your end?
I'm like, now I just want
to
make
there's something
about
else
zippers.
I wanted to ask you then. What was, oh, something I learned about Greg. you can't hold your pee. As in, you told me, and no, you can't start peeing and stop.
Oh.
And one time you bet me that that was impossible. And I was like, no, it's not. Like, you just have to squeeze your muscles.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to barf. Okay, I feel like it's not. Okay, obviously, it's, I guess it's possible, but I was like, I don't think I've ever done that. I've never had to stop peeing. And if someone's ever like, let's go, I'd be like, well, 1 second, finishing peeing. Which is interesting, and we can talk about the physiology because it is easier for people with vaginas to do that.
A good reason.
Due to your reader.
You're right. I never really have to stop, but the only times I could see being useful is if you're peeing in like a bottle at an emergency and you just need to get half of it out of you and you don't, it's overflowing.
Or you're peeing in public and the police, a cab, are coming, which has happened to me a lot. I've been like growing up, police were like, you can't pee. And I was like, look at the white privilege. It's walking away from the
city. Provide more public bathroom services. That is a problem in this city. Toronto has very few public bathrooms.
Oh, I was gonna be like, it's pretty good, but maybe
it's not.
Okay,
it's not. I've heard people talk about it.
Okay, yeah, no, that's true. Limited. It's true.
That's why there's literally those viral videos that are like, if you're downtown and you need to shit, let me talk to you about the places that you can go.
Okay, now we'll have our other episode about shitting. But I do think it's really funny that dogs can piss and shit everywhere and everyone just smiles, but like if a human does, it's like, that's illegal. It's like, are you kidding? Yeah. If a dog is allowed to pee, then pretty sure a human should pee. Like, dogs are an insane concept.
It is gross. Like,
but a dog isn't gross. Whenever I watch Ernie's Tropicana gross pee come out gross. Onto the sidewalk, I know, I'm like, that's disgusting. Humans don't pee on the sidewalk. Dogs do.
I know that you're right. I just mean,
so then, yeah,
when you're somewhere where you can tell someone peed, it really stinks.
Like, so does a dog's.
I know, but yeah, I mostly try and make Ernie pee on the grass.
But right? Even like, that, it's like really funny. It's like parks that people sit at. Like, I just think it's really funny that we just are like, allow dogs.
Well, you
want to
give them a doggy urinal? Like, what do you want?
I don't know. Okay? I know. I think dogs are absurd. Like, I think as a concept.
Oh, here we go.
Love my dog, but he's absurd. Okay, let's move on. So I freaking love urine. Whoa.
Okay.
Piss play. No, kidding. I don't love piss play, but I love the kidneys. They were the first time I fell in love with biology.
Oh, wow.
I remember. Grade 11.
That's how you know you're gay.
Learning about the nephrons. Nora Ephron. Kidding. That's a weird, like, do you even know who Nora Ephron is?
No.
Okay, I'll move on. But do you know what a nephron is?
Yes, yeah.
They're
all
so cool.
Okay, tell us about nephrons.
Okay. So you have kidneys, two little bean-shaped organs.
Yeah, they are really cute.
They're really cute.
And when people are like, that pool is bean-shaped, I'm like, it's actually
kidney-shaped. Kidney beans.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, there you go.
They are that shape, yeah.
And they're kind of like up in your rib cage, weirdly.
Like, yeah, you got, sometimes you got, I think I know where organs are, and then I see pictures, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I definitely thought it was way lower than that.
And didn't like people
a lot
like,
of intestine.
Used to be like, kidney shot, and like they'd punch you in the back and your kidney, but it'd be high up.
And you know, one time I got, in grade school, hit by a football really hard playing because I was like trying to be mask and I peed blood for a full.
Oh my God, you got red pee?
Because I didn't tell anyone.
Wow.
Because I was so scared. I guess if it continued, I would have told, but I was like, I'm dying.
I can explain exactly how that happened for your kidneys. Okay, so essentially, your kidneys are what filter your blood, which sounds creepy, but it's true. And they also are what create your urine. So your urine is the waste product of the liquids in your blood. And also, I guess, like minerals and compounds and chemicals mixed with like water.
Right.
But it's super, like, I just like think that's why I love them even to start. It's like they're filtering our blood. That's so freaking cool.
And it's like the Brita of your body.
Yeah. Yeah. It removes waste and extra water from the blood where the urine flows and eventually gets peed out. And it filters about half a cup of your blood every minute.
Half a cup of your blood. Oh, actually, well, that is a lot a minute, but it's also not a lot. You know, it's one of those numbers where I was like expecting you to be like 70 gallons a minute.
No, well, like, think of how small they are. Like,
yeah,
the blood has to, the coolest part is it has to be like filtered into these tiny, tiny, tiny little, like, okay, so there's the artery, the renal artery. That's where the blood enters the kidney. Then it gets like split into all these like tiny ass little tubules, and then they eventually like the glomerulus is like the part where the blood
You're turning me on so much. The glomerulus.
It's like where the blood actually transfers the liquid into the kidney, where it then enters the nephron. And the nephron is this crazy cool part of your kidney that decides, wait, what do we want to take back? Mm-hmm. And usually it's like the water. Yeah. It's like, actually want this water back based on like hormones and like the homeostasis of your body. It's like, maybe we need a bit of calcium like back. Like, but only small things can go through the blood into the glomerulus. Like H2O is a small molecule. Mm-hmm. Calcium is a small molecule. Sodium. So that's why if you get hit in the kidney and something goes wrong and they're peeing blood, it means that like the glomerulus has been like ruptured.
Oh, like
and
other
now bigger
stuff.
Things like red blood cells are going in or things are going in. So obviously it heals.
Yes.
But that's why you peed blood was because you're it was damaged.
Physically damaged.
Yeah. And no longer was it filtering just small things. Big things were getting in.
That's really scary to me.
It's like double piped and double piped. Really cool. And then there's the antidiuretic hormone, which is the hormone that reabsorbs water in the nephrons in the kidney, and coffee binds to it, alcohol binds to it, and so then it doesn't do its job properly. That's why you pee so much water.
Yeah, some people like to act like coffee's not a diuretic, and I know that
it is.
I know, but that through the years it's come out that it's actually not. And I know this is anecdotal experience, but I can tell you for certain that when I drink coffee, I pee more than I do when I just have the equivalent amount of water.
It's a diuretic. Who said not?
It's been for years I've seen this argument made that it's like either or it's like a much weaker diuretic than people have let on.
But caffeine also affects the antidiuretic hormone. We know that. And so does alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
To what extent, maybe, but it's still
the argument is just that people think it makes them pee more, but actually it's because they're drinking more liquid. They overcompensate how much they maybe it was just maybe you technically are peeing more, which is what I believe, but maybe what they realize is people think you're like peeing cups more.
Yeah.
When really it's like a fraction.
I'm like, where are you reading this? The New York Post?
It could have been.
I'm kidding. I don't even know if that's a bad one. National Enquirer? That's a bad one. But yeah, so it is a diuretic. Maybe not a crazy one, but caffeine and alcohol bind to this specific hormone that's designed to reabsorb water in the nephrons.
Yeah.
Then all of that waste liquid that isn't reabsorbed back into your renal veins, which then goes, you know, the blood's filtering constantly through your body, goes to your bladder. Once enough of the waste fills up, it's like, ooh, I gotta pee. And then that's when you pee it out of your dick, vagina, anything in between.
Yeah, I have a question, not a technical one. It's actually for the listeners, because I have this theory, this experience of like when I drink a lot of water and I'm really hydrated or coffee and like, you know, when you drink coffee and like you're not peeing yellow anymore because it's like forcing all the water out of you. So it feels, I feel like sometimes my bladder feels like it has to pee so bad, and it does. But then there are other times when I pee like a dehydrated, more yellow, and I feel like technically there's more volume. Like I'll pee for minutes straight, but I wasn't like, I need to pee so bad. But when I drink water and I'm really hydrated and have coffee, I'll have to feel like I have to pee so bad. And it doesn't last sometimes as long as some of my longest pees. Does that make sense? Does that ever happen to you?
Okay, there's something that's so funny about your personality that I think that you hyper-focus on such interesting things that I'm like, I just feel like you've made that up in your head. But like it
no,
could be
and
true.
Then
it
I
never
thought,
happens to me, but
I
never think about
maybe
that.
Pure H2O, this is my theory, is that like when you're hydrated and your body's just filtering out water because it doesn't need it, maybe that's like either heavier or more dense, so your bladder feels it more, whereas maybe the byproducts of like ammonia or urea or like the things that make it like you're getting rid of that aren't H2O, maybe don't impact your bladder as much, and so you
like,
can hold
like
more
the
of
water
it.
Physically affects your bladder more
to
than
make
the
me feel like I have to pee
water.
More. Yeah, like when I'm really hydrated, like I feel like it makes me have to pee so bad in a painful way. Not painful, but like in a way where
no,
I'm like,
I feel like that can't, that's an interesting hypothesis. Other people might think that that happens, but in
just
my,
let me know, listeners.
Yeah,
anyone out there with
in
this
my
little...
head, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me, but like, I've also never really thought about it.
I have experienced that anecdotally, and so I'm sure there are people out there who have, and I would love to know.
Yeah, but we aren't saying that as science, because we know my anecdotes aren't science, people.
Oh, I know.
That's all I'm saying. But please reach out and then do your thesis.
I brought it
on
up
this.
As an anecdote.
You should just go back to school and study this.
Study urine.
But like it doesn't really make sense based on like at least the things I've read. It's like you obviously are going to be filling up your bladder more with water. The more water you drink, because your body is using hormones and these like markers to understand homeostasis. If you drink a lot of water, it's like, we actually don't need to reabsorb as much.
I'm not going to dwell on this. I just think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not acting like...
No, I do understand what you're saying.
Water doesn't fill up my bladder.
No, I'm saying I think that like when you think about how small the chemicals and the things are in the water, the more chemically rich liquid, I don't think is going to be that different in physicality.
I have no reason to believe it is.
Yeah. Like I just think,
other than the feeling.
Exactly. And I think like the size of these molecules that are being able to go through the glomerulus, I don't think have much physical properties that will discern their weight or their effect on your bladder. Like it doesn't make sense to me. But you should,
you know, but don't you feel like sometimes if you wake up in the morning and you have like a really long pee, but you're not like dying to pee, doesn't that happen to you? But sometimes I'm like dying to pee.
I honestly like, just don't ever think about anything that I'm like, I've never thought about. I don't think about when my pee's long or but the color, I think about all day, talk about
the
day.
Color. Yeah. And I also was going to mention that your body uses so much more water than mine.
I pee so.
Or my body doesn't know how to stay hydrated or something. Like I need more salt in my diet.
Yeah, no, definitely there's differences between people. Like I drink so much more water than you and pee the same, if not less than you. I'm absorbing that.
You are, and I'm jealous. I'm like, I want to absorb the water.
No, I'm like, what's happening in my body that I need?
Because I have headaches
water?
Like every day. I'm like, surely it's because I'm not like the water's not going to my brain.
Oh, I like get scared because I think I have like a high metabolism and it's like,
oh, that probably is true. Yeah.
A finite amount you are of heartbeats you get in a lifetime. Like that's actually a horrible stat, but it's like hummingbirds like die, like have more heartbeats sooner. And die. Like the amount of heartbeats an organism has that is like a mammal is like actually kind of fixed. So I'm like, can you slow down and stop using all this water and cut my heart rate? That's why I breathe in a bath like as much as I can slowly. Anyways,
okay,
I definitely
talk about pee color. Like what, obviously we have a general idea, like darker is dehydrated, right?
Yeah.
But like what is the right color that you want your pee to be? Because surely having it being like pure crystalline clear.
Okay, so I thought we've been listening to the Bjork podcast. Everyone's listening to the Bjork podcast. It's so good. Okay. Transparent yellow is normal, baby.
Okay, so like you want a bit of yellow in there.
Yeah, because completely transparent means like you're more like
more hydrated than you need. Yeah,
but it's not like necessarily bad. It's just meaning that your body isn't sensing the need to reabsorb water.
Okay, another little anecdote.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm like, I have really dry lips and dry skin and I feel thirsty, and but then I'm like, I'm still peeing, I'm drinking so much, it's not going to those areas.
Okay, that's
maybe
probably,
it just takes a longer time sometimes to rehydrate parts of your body. Like I'll feel like I know I need to drink water, but then I'm just peeing so much.
But if you listen to our literal episode about lip smacker and Lipsil, we know that you could have, it could have been the winter. You could have been licking your lips and the evaporation and literally convection of
I'm like, why doesn't my body know like, okay, the lips need the liquid. Why are we peeing it out?
Well, no, because I think, well, A, the homeostasis of your body isn't like in tune with your lips, but also because, yeah, it's like, sorry, but your lips are acting a little haywire right now because you're licking them and it's winter and we're not going to go fill in the porous gaps there and
I wish.
Not pee. No,
I wish.
It would be cool and more effective if your body could be like, let's sprinkle the water in the lips where it's needed, but that's not how it works.
If lips were like camel humps. And just holding water.
Oh my god. And then like Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Like,
light yellow is what you said was health.
Yeah, it's called transparent yellow. Whereas dark yellow, like can obviously like you're fine, you're not dying, but it's a sign that you need to hydrate. Like if you ever pee dark yellow, it's like actually in your head, go have some water. It's like I do that and it's fun. It's a fun little like physiology game with
totally.
Like, I'm a human. And then honey colored, which I kind of kept Googling honey color and was like,
because honey has varying colors.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the standard mainstream honey, but one honey we have in our cupboard right now is like brown.
Yeah. And so they say dark yellow means
like golden.
Go drink.
Okay.
And I was looking at like a variety of like different doctor charts and stuff. Then they all were really choosing honey colored. And it's like, okay, I guess it's a step further into like brown.
Yeah.
And it's like, they start to say if it stays like that, regardless of like,
regardless of your hydration,
you have a honey brown pee. Like I
it's probably
some
just
hungover. Like yeah. it's like you will have that. It's if you continue to drink and something consistently comes out like honey brownish, that's when you actually have to go see a doctor.
Right. Okay. That could be like what, kidney failure? Or
yeah, it would be. It can be linked to other things, but kidney failure, liver
just
issues,
signs of something yeah. going on.
Like uh-huh. your liver isn't filtering things properly. But that again, it's like. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
But just like if you're chugging water and it's like, we still honey brown, folks, then you gotta do something about it. Red is interesting because I didn't realize that, as we said, you could have had a damaged kidney just from like being punched.
Yeah.
And it can go away. You have to monitor it, but it could be blueberries, rhubarb, beets.
Oh, wow.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, no, me either. Other than that, I mean, like when I eat beets, like my poop turns that color, but. Not
yeah,
my pee.
I know. I was kind of like, so I had.
Is that from
beets,
the like?
And that's never happened.
Oh wait,
to me.
But does it say that beets can make your?
Yeah,
pee?
It says beets, blueberries, and rhubarb. Oh. You need to like not freak out if you've eaten a lot of those recently.
Maybe we don't eat like so many.
I know, but kind of I'm like, who's eating more beets and blueberries than me? Sorry, folks.
We do not eat
love.
That many beets.
I
you eat a lot of blueberries.
So many blueberries.
Yeah, that's true.
Rhubarb's an interesting one because I don't eat that much. I wonder if I chow down on that if I. Pee red, but sorry, more importantly, it could be an infection. Again, it means your glomerulus ain't filtering properly and big things are getting through like red blood cells, so like you have to monitor that too.
The bread is broken.
Literally, the bread is broken. Blue, green, purple, first thought, food dye.
Oh, it can be green? I kind of imagined that one time. I was like, is my pee green? Because, oh, what about like antibiotics or like
okay.
medicines and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, so
because sometimes I feel like I've been like, my pee looks kind of like neon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so to get to the neon thing, which I was like,
sorry,
that is vitamins can be antibiotics. Uh-huh. It's, for example, if it's vitamins like B12, your body is essentially when you're taking those vitamins, just getting way too much B12. So the way that you're getting rid of these small compounds is peeing them out. So it's just like, you're concentrating your body so much with a vitamin that it doesn't need, that it ends up as waste in your urine, right. Which is why it makes sense. You're consuming a bunch more literal like chemicals that your body's just like, we got that. Mm-hmm. Like we don't need, your nephrons are like, we don't need. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're filling up your bladder with chemicals.
It's so cool that your body can communicate to itself about its needs. Don't you know what I mean? Like, because obviously it's
so
not
cool.
Just like, we're good. It's like there's a series of chemical pathways that are getting triggered that are sending signals to your kidney that's communicating back with like every part of your body to be like, are we good? Can we like get rid of this vitamin
and
C?
And you're not even having to fucking think about it. Yeah. Honestly,
unbelievable.
The kidneys are the door to why
should I be
human
a kidney
sciences
for
are
Halloween?
Yes.
I need help with my Halloween
but
costume.
But then you might do brown face.
Oh. But no.
No, no. Sorry, that's like inappropriate, but like you should be a kidney. Just don't base your face.
I will not.
It's also really funny to like think of a joke of someone like all these people being mad like you're doing brown face and you being like, I'm just a kidney.
I really need help with my Halloween costume. If I can find something for it.
Okay, so for Halloween, I think last year we did talk ahead of time and then I had my viral Halloween hit, which was Fergie doing flips on the Today Show. This year I want to stick with that sort of theme of internet humor and I want to be Poot Lovato. Please reach out if you know who Poot Lovato is because I am worried it's going to...
So then should I be like Lady Goot Goot or Justin Boot Boot?
Well, okay, Justin Boot Boot and Lady Goot Goot are not nearly as ubiquitous, but they are so funny.
I'll just be your sidekick as always.
No, I think you should be a kidney. Like I actually am like, that's the best.
No one's going to know.
Honestly am not kidding. Mitch, being a kidney is such a good Halloween costume.
If I can open it and show the nephrons.
Yeah, and you could also, but even if you just wanted to be easy, you would just
what about
pillows.
Oh my God, what if I'm Zach Nephrons and I, no, I don't, I'm just trying to.
No, that's actually cool. Zach Nephron. You do a bunch of
like
steroids.
A jacked like kidney.
And then you just put like the like tubes in front of you. I'm into it. And I'm like ASAP Science on brand. Poot Lovato, not on brand. I actually, we'll talk after. That's a good idea. But the neon, all neon like Bjork reference, pee is from too many chemicals in your body from taking too many multivitamins, antibiotics.
And by chemicals, you just mean like things your body doesn't need anymore.
Yeah.
That's vitamins or.
Well,
whatever.
Technically, vitamins are chemicals.
Oh, I know. It just sounded in a way that you were being like, when you're eating too many chemicals.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No,
well,
you
I mean,
just,
it is fun. Like, it's good to know that.
Yeah.
And then the blue, green, purple, mostly food dye. Orange can be backed like bile issues, liver issues. So yeah, you want transparent yellow, everything else. Stay calm, drink water, monitor.
Yeah. Know what I love is...
Me?
When I do, actually. But in this context, I actually, and I hope this isn't gross, but I love when my pee smells like coffee.
Oh yeah, I love... Yeah.
Not the... I don't love asparagus pee.
Ew, no.
But when I smell coffee, I'm like... That's good.
Yeah. Or know what? Like, is I remember the first time I had butter coffee. It was like in LA, of course, because it was like you go to LA and they're like, oh, by the way, we do butter coffee now. And you're like, what
is that? I still have never had one of those.
It's actually disgusting. Like, when I watch like them, like these like hippie places where the people are like white people with dreads and you're like, you definitely don't wash. And they're making like lardy coffee. I'm like, I don't like this. But I peed and it smelled like a loaf of bread with butter. It was crazy. But, I will never
like in a good way. Like
in a great way. Okay, and like, good. I'm at a local like a bakery, but it's my bathroom. Crazy. LA is crazy. This can't be good. But that's like, I remember just loving that pizza. Yeah.
It's just interesting that I like also when I eat popcorn, like buttery, like if I go to like the movies and get popcorn, I can smell really? It. It might be after.
I always just think that's a dehydration pee because I just add it could so be. Much salt.
Yeah, it could be a bit of that, but it somehow like connects to me. I can tell the difference from popcorn versus like if I eat like a salty meal.
Also, hangovers pee is like when you've consumed so much alcohol and then the next day you're like coping, so you drink so much water and then you pee and it's like brown, but so much brown.
I don't know what that
is
means.
That just me?
Doesn't that, like your pee is sometimes scary, the color of
it. Oh my god.
Like I don't
god.
Think my pee has ever been the color your pee has been.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Drag me to absolute.
No, maybe
hell.
It has, but like in my worst condition. When I like I feel that I on a regular basis, I'm like, that's orange juice.
Yeah, I know. I do make jokes that I tell people my pee is Tropicana orange juice with pulp, like, which is disgusting.
But accurate.
A joke about my glomerulus not doing well.
No, it's amazing how much water you're drinking, yet it still is like that. Whereas I am actually like, I swear the water just goes through me. Like I had a glass of water before this and I have to pee so bad right now.
Mitch's life sucks.
Like, I know. Like getting in a car.
Like the thought of driving somewhere, Mitch is like talking whatever hours before. He's like, well, I can't. And he'll be like, I have a headache, but I can't drink any water because I'll have to pee on the road. I'm like, just pee on the road. Like you're always so anxious.
Because sometimes you get trapped in traffic.
I know, but I'm always like, there's still going to be somewhere because I'll pull over. That, you've obviously had these horrible
I've had
experiences.
Dramatic experiences of like crying, holding my pee and like squeezing my dick so hard to not let it out while I'm driving.
I pee all over this goddamn city. I've never, I don't.
Like, you're just an openly criminal person these
days. Well, I just, Paris, like, it's so funny because I'm trying to be like, when have I held it? And I'm like, I just don't. I'm like, oh, I kind of have to pee. And I'm just like an alley. Male privilege. I just whip it out.
I don't often do
that. Schlump it over my boxers as we've been over.
I have some interesting facts, but I'm like, should I tell them? I'm feeling insecure. They're not sciencey, but...
What? Yeah, no, I want to know.
It's like historical uses for urine that you might surprise you.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Does that sound like a BuzzFeed page? Historical uses for urine that might surprise you. The last one will shock you.
Yeah, if you scroll to the bottom... Prepare to be absolutely mind-blown.
I thought they were interesting, and there's some modern ones that are really cool, too. Urine was used to soak leather, which I think actually...
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah,
why
did
we know that? Because
we went to Morocco and bought some...
Oh, and it's
like a
urine.
Bag. Like, yeah. This is like 15 years ago. That had been soaked in urine.
Oh, my God. That Moroccan leather bag that I thought was the coolest thing ever.
Did
and
I give
then
that away?
I brought it home, and then you're like... I'm not a poet. Like
yeah.
You know, when, you're like
when you travel and come home and you're like,
and you're
I
like,
can't wear this
wait,
publicly.
This is like, I'm canceled. Like it wasn't even.
It wasn't canceled. It's
wasn't
just like,
canceled,
it's
but
like
it was
when
like,
you go to Southeast Asia and you come back with like big pants and you wear them. No. Like when I went there, I actually like wore them in Thailand and then came home and was like, I cannot wear these.
Oh my God. That is so like harem pants. Yeah, like that is a little canceled.
Now,
no, but, it's like it's
but people there, it's even, like when you're living there, you like just wear them. It is comfortable.
Wait, there's like actually nothing funnier to me than like the backpacker style. Like the white people who like life is traveling and they don't have the self-awareness to be like you're like I don't know what I'm
no
saying.
I know, and I think everyone
like
knows.
It's like but I do feel like I remember that leather bag like in Morocco being like I'm never gonna this is gonna be my bag for life, and like getting off and then just like the like sheer intensity of like the Toronto streets and then like putting the leather bag on and just leaving my house and being like, this is so wrong. But it's like, I was convinced when I was in Morocco that I would
for a long
never
time.
Not wear this bag.
We got to have them somewhere. They were really nice bags.
Yeah, they were, what were they? A 1950s poet.
Yeah, it was like, very like a different style than what you would ever be able to like wear without someone going like, wow, that bag's awfully specific.
And I remember I like bought my friend, I was like, I bought you a gift, and it was like a leather bound like book that looked like it was from Harry Potter. Like I was like a notebook, and it's like the most awkward thing. It's like the pages are all fucked because it's like
so thick.
Yeah, like it doesn't. Yeah. Oh my God, that's tickling me.
So this is because urine is a source of urea, which decays into ammonia. And that's the reason urine in all these things, or most of them, is so useful, because ammonia, in this case, has a high pH, which breaks down organic material. It's perfect for softening and tanning animal hides.
Cool.
Thought that was cool.
Good for the post-apocalyptic when you need some hides.
Yeah. Okay. Also post-apocalyptic if you need a cleaner. People used to use their pee to clean. So it, because of the same reason, because of ammonia, dirt and grease, which are slightly acidic, get neutralized by the ammonia. Even when early Europeans knew about soap, most launderers would still prefer to use urine. And get this, they literally had chambers they would send around for everyone to pee in that they would then bring to the laundry, and you'd like stomp on laundry in soaked urine.
That's disgusting. People in the past are disgusting.
No, but also it's like very environmental. Like, why not use a waste product, right?
No, it's disgusting. Tide.
Detergents. Yeah. Killing the environment. Not that like pee is that good for the environment in like giant quantities.
No, well, there's also nitrogen in it. It's a great fertilizer.
Exactly. Dyeing clothes. So dyes bleed from clothes, but the ammonia helps it bind. So they would use urine
as the binder.
In the textile industry, you said. It was so important to the textile industry in the 16th century England that casks, again, were used that would have the equivalent amount of urine of 1,000 people for an entire year.
Wait,
1,000? This is how much urine they would use.
Oh.
Yeah, a thing of pee
for
that
1,000
people peed into for a year.
Oh, my God.
Would be shipped across to Yorkshire, is what they said. Like, that's just to one place.
I love how amazing. Like, it's always Britain that we're looking back on and being like, okay.
Yeah, not surprising.
Crusty ass people.
Gunpowder it was used for as an original source for nitrogen.
Okay.
They found it in, like, use it in pee, which can make, like, ballistic firepower. And then teeth whitening. Romans used to use it in their teeth to lift stains.
Oh, my God. It's just hot. It's just all so gross.
And now just a couple modern things that are really cool. So as we did in our YouTube original, it can be used as a source of electric power when mixed.
Which was absolute hell.
It was like so
it
hard
was
to get to work.
So hard.
But
to
because
do.
We didn't have also, we you need like urine eating bacteria that will release electrons. But we went into a stream and thought we would found these anaerobic. Like, we just guessed. We never tested the soil. Whereas places that use them are, like, getting cultures of these bacteria.
It's super cool science. And I think they use them at, like, Coachella.
Yeah. Like, they'll power the restrooms with urine.
And you need to have very specific... And urine? I'm saying this out of, like, anger. Because I'm like, the
now
people
you know.
Didn't have it. But as I started to research how it works, it's, like, specific. In the soil, you need to create a... like bilayer, like a specific almost like filter that only
allows just
the bacteria through, but not the electric waste as electrons. Like you need to buy a specific tech that we didn't have.
And that's why and on
that's
our
why
show
it
didn't work.
Yeah. But it was like kind of
to a high degree. It was like we got like the smallest voltage.
Yeah. And it was honestly just like
after literally a full week of work
and so much urine that we used of other
from
people's.
Everyone.
Like, literally, I was smelling people's urine. And then eventually I did enough research to be like, we're missing the main thing. Anyways.
Two more things. Medicines have been derived from urine that can help infertility, which is really cool. And then this is pretty, well, not so recent. They've maybe in the last decade or so, they've realized. harvest it, but becoming more useful, stem cells harvested from urine have been reprogrammed into neurons and even like used to grow human teeth. So obviously, wow. Stem cells in some respects have been controversial because oftentimes they're taken from like embryos. But this was like a way to find stem cells that are still reprogrammable that are just from urine.
Wow.
Thought that was really
cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. So, but still a source of like much research and study on how to properly use them. But urine, it's a really amazing
thing. I love
thing.
It. I love urine.
I love it.
I love pee. I love nephrons. I love Nora Ephron. And I also
and Zac
love
Efron.
Zac Efron's Halloween costume idea. And I also love kidneys.
Oh my God. Should I just also, I was like trying to, it's just puns. Like
what?
Kids on my knee. I don't know.
Oh, like put kidneys. Faces on your knees.
Kidneys.
It's funny how everyone in October just absolutely panics and starts to like be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too. I cry every October 31st at 12 p.m. being like, I don't have an outfit. I'm not going out.
Yeah, I know. We've actually done therapy about that, haven't we?
On that note.
That was great. Loved it.
Else? Yeah.
I really have to pee. That's all I know.
Me too, actually. As I'll show you, it's probably not going to be that much compared to when I peed before.
So we're going to go cross streams. Make sure you're subscribed. Share this with everyone. And when you share with them, just let them know it does sometimes take a while to get to the topic at hand. But we hope all of it is entertaining and educational because we're ASAP Science and we're here to make things make sense.
Ding. See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.